Let's get to the story here about Ozempic and all that stuff.
Here we go.
The CEO of Novo Nordisk defending the high cost of Ozempic and Wegovy in the United States, saying the blockbuster drugs are ultimately saving taxpayers money on obesity-related costs. Quoting here from Lars Jørgensen, if you look at just the cost of obesity in the U.S., it's a disease that costs Americans more than $400 billion a year. And we are actually providing products that's actually helping take that cost burden off. He was speaking to NBC News. Okay, let's bring in Dr. Teig, Dr. Rick Teig, who is on the hotline. Hello.
Hello.
So glad to hear you, Dr. Teig, and thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule. We have a lot of things we want to talk about, but we have so many listeners who have called in really over the last year, upset that all of the sudden the medication that had been helping them lose weight, feel better, all of the things is now no longer covered by insurance. And you've been doing this 30 plus years in the industry. Let's start with how these medications have changed really the entire weight loss industry. And then we'll get into a little bit of why it costs so much and if there's relief on the way.
Okay, great. Yes, a big topic, Dana. And there's a lot at stake. It's really people's health is at stake when it comes to weight management. And yes, we do have new, more powerful tools available, but I think the listeners need to just be reminded that they are a tool and they're one tool. They're not the solution to overweight problems. And it really needs to be a comprehensive approach when people are dealing with weight problems. So there's a risk if we rely on one treatment, whether it's one of the new injectables or an older medication, if a person has a side effect or the medication stops being manufactured or that becomes expensive, not affordable, or there's an allergic reaction, all sorts of reasons can come up that can interfere with the treatment plan. So from the beginning, there needs to be an understanding of what caused the overweight in the beginning. And once you get clarity on causation, whether it's a hormone imbalance, an appetite disorder, some inherited overweight tendency, a diabetes tendency, insulin resistance, dietary issues, once you get clarity on causation, then you can establish a wise, broad, comprehensive treatment approach that's not dependent on just one medication. So that's our approach. I want to make sure that people understand the appropriate way to deal with an overweight problem. And then your question about these new medications, yes, they're a very powerful treatment and very appropriate for many individuals. But you don't want to rely solely on the medication. So with that said, yes, they are having some issues, of course, with the price. It's not affordable for most individuals. The manufacturing companies have not been able to keep up with the worldwide demand because it's not just a problem in the United States. It's all over the world where these drugs are being used, and the manufacturers have just not been able to keep up. So what happened last year was the FDA was observing this challenge, and that there were people that needed the medication that either couldn't afford it or that just plain is not available. So they gave emergency authorization for compounding pharmacies to manufacture the exact same compounds, so the exact medications, just under a generic formula, so that they could increase the supply and also make it more affordable. So that has been a great addition to the overall scene as well.
Dr. Teig, I was just reading here, the patent for Ozempic's active ingredient expires in March of 2026 in China, in 2031 in Europe and Japan, and 2032 in the United States.
Okay.
And so is that when the cost might come down, is in 2032?
For the brand names, the one thing that is happening is that there are more medications coming on board and becoming available. So the research in the area of obesity has just exploded in the past decade, and the understanding of what internal hormones control appetite and metabolism has expanded so much that there are new opportunities available now with our understanding to create new medications. So new pharmaceuticals are coming. There'll be several new ones come out in the next 5 to 10 years. Every time there's a new option that comes out, there's competition. And competition in America means lower prices. So we've already seen some prices start to drop on brand name medications. But then, of course, with the FDA authorization, now the generic drugs of the two main weight loss medications, semaglutide and tirzepatide, are now available generically. So the competition has already started and prices are already dropping. And we're seeing more availability.
Dr. Tate, I'm glad you brought up the research. What does the research show? Because for people listening, let's say you were just gifted and born with a runner's physique. You can eat anything you want, carbs all day, every day, and you've got that metabolism where you don't gain a pound. You know this about me because I've been coming to you as a friend and client for years. I was not given that DNA when I was born. All the women on my side of the family have struggled with weight their entire lives. And people will say, well, just stop eating, just exercise, just don't eat as much. It drives me crazy when people say that don't understand the research behind what you're talking about.
Yeah, that's so true. I have so many individuals come and see me with the same story, Dana. I had a woman yesterday come in tears and said, I have been to so many physicians. I've been to multiple dietitians. They tell me the same thing, eat less, exercise more. It has not worked. I already eat small portions. I eat healthy foods. I try to be active. And she had already had gastric surgery. And still, she was gaining weight. So there needs to be much better evaluation of people to understand causation, causative factors. What's going on with the metabolism? Why do these people not overeat and still gain weight? Is there a hormone imbalance? Is it menopause? Other sex hormone imbalances? Eating disorders, cravings, various things like that. But oftentimes it's metabolism and some appetite tendencies combined. So it needs to have a comprehensive evaluation and understanding of what's going on. And then you develop a plan to manage it for the short term and long term.
I'll point out in this story from NBC News, Wegovy, I think I'm pronouncing that right, costs roughly $1,300 a month in the United States. The prices are drastically different elsewhere, $186 a month in Denmark, $137 a month in Germany, $92 a month in the UK.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just crazy.
It is crazy. It's unfortunate. And it is a disaster for the American population that has worse medical needs for the medication than most other countries on the planet. And yet it's less affordable here than anywhere. So, I mean, we all understand that it's expensive to bring new medications into the United States, to have them researched and approved by the FDA. That costs a lot of money, but at some point the price is overreaching and just not good from an ethical standpoint for patients. So if they can afford it to have it at lower prices elsewhere, they should be able to make it more affordable here in the state.
Have you also seen, Dr. Tagg, for people who go off these medications, and I've joked you'll pry it out of my cold, dead, thin hands, and that's accurate, that for people who, for whatever reason, if it's cost or otherwise, people who come off the medications, what does the research show about the rebound weight gain or the percentage of that happening?
Yeah. So it's highly variable, and if you just read the horror stories that you might hear, you know, on the news or some social media campaign, it's more alarming than it needs to be. So the reality is, if there's no follow-up treatment or management, if people stop the medicine cold turkey, about half of the weight they've lost will come back in the following year. And I would say, well, of course, if you stop any medical management plan, the underlying medical condition is going to get worse when the treatment is removed. So that would be a reason for not just stopping the medication and not having a follow-up plan that involves a healthy nutrition plan, perhaps substitute medications. There's so many other medication options out there that have been around for up to 60 years. It can be used, of course, fitness, activity plans, just a lot of common sense approaches. But yes, if they do nothing, half the weight comes back in about a year.
Dr. Tagg, do appreciate your time and your expertise today. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay, that is Dr. Rick Tagg. We'll take your calls now at 913-586-7798, 913-586-7798, here on Dana and Parks.